Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, almost 10 years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She led Netscape's first team creating the first e-business site on the planet back in the day.
She was
just a child.
She was really
just
old now.
She was just a child when this happened, folks. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, also e-learning 2.0. You're starting to get the e-picture here, and I'm glad to say she's our good friend, Anita Rosen. Welcome back.
It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Anita, this internet thing for small business is a two-edged sword. It's created a lot of efficiency, a lot of opportunity. The cloud-based services and resources have been very beneficial for a lot of small businesses. But it's the other side of the sword is a disruptor. There have been a lot of disruptions in the way competition comes to Main Street.
How would you like to be a book vendor right now?
No kidding. Exactly. And so much disruption out there. And it clearly, that doing business online is a little more intuitive. Marketing online seems to be a little more complicated. What do you think?
I agree with you. Because there's so many new options out there, and they're not tried and true. Like, you know, putting an advertisement in the local paper, if you're a small business, let's say local business.
Right.
Because some small businesses are international.
Right.
But let's just say you're a local paper. Well, you know that. You got that down. Now all of a sudden, it seems like every other year there's a new kind of service. But that's all you hear about.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of wonder, should I be there? Shouldn't I? And people say, oh, you should be tweeting.
It's intimidating.
You know,
it's
you've got so much time in the day. What new services are going to give you the best bang for the buck?
Mm-hmm.
Should you be there? Should you be doing it?
And you don't feel like you're good at what you're already doing, let alone starting a new one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at it. I'm a small business person.
Right.
How many hours do I have in a day, and where should I be putting that time?
Right.
And should I be hiring someone to do this? And how do I know that they're doing a good job at it? Or
mm-hmm.
they're making a mess, or they're not doing anything at all?
Yeah, what is an acceptable ROI?
Right.
And even if it's not what we want, is this as good as it can get? So what's the answer?
Sure.
What's the answer, Anita?
Well, it's the same answer that it's been forever. You try something out and you see if there's any effect. If you put an ad in local paper and you got nothing, no one came in,
yeah.
You didn't see any change in business, you know, it didn't do anything, you look and say one of two things. Either that medium isn't providing me any marketing, or my call to action on my ad was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was either, you know, what I'm putting in is bad, or so you have to start tweaking things.
Right. But still, there's so many. I mean, if I'm on Main Street, you know, I know the radio, I know television, I know cable, I know newspaper.
Right.
But there's so many targets
online.
Out there,
I mean,
online.
Hopefully you have a website.
Yeah.
Which is
surely,
basic.
Surely.
And hopefully you have email, which is basic, because what we're finding is less. More and more people want to come over to, you know, before they visit you, they want to go to your website just
right.
to find basic information.
They'd want to do what you talked to us about 10 years ago, e-shopping.
Right. But sometimes it's not even shopping, it's just finding out information.
Well, that's what I mean.
I don't think I was doing the restaurant that I...
E-shopping is due diligence.
Right.
It's consumer due diligence.
You're right, shopping as opposed to buying. You're right,
yeah.
You're right. You know, so people say, you know, oh, you need to be on Facebook. Well, I have a small business, And but I do business to business. And one of the things that we have found out is people don't want to do business to business connections on Facebook. It's personal.
Ah.
So you have to look over and say, who's your clientele?
Mm-hmm.
If it's business to business, good chance they don't want to friend you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's lifestyle connected,
mm-hmm.
consumer connected,
it works.
You know, people want to show off. They don't want to show off that, you know, I have X, Y, Z, you know, services at work. That means, you know,
interesting.
They don't want to friend you if it's a business to business.
That's a lifestyle. That's an interesting piece of information right there, folks.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're right back with Anita Rosen. Folks, I told you we'd get smarter when Anita joined us, and she's going to be with us the rest of the half hour. We'll be back after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Big old sky and wheels on fire, and I tell you why, I got a high-riding car.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.